Ninja intuitive energy community of oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. Where I am in this linear time flow is that just into that last week of January 2021. So during this past week, so much is happening in the collective energy in the States. Massive change is taking place, and the other areas that COVID is actively changing way of behaving. So it's more helping us to become consciously choosing what we can do for using our personal power wisely to bettering self, to serve others in more better way. So the focus I like to give this day is that peace and hope to embody, meditate, embrace. Peace and hope to embody, meditate, and embrace. Stay tuned for this after conscious breathing exercise as a weekly check-in, being current here now together. I'm so excited to do this breathing exercise together here that, you know, I've been noticing myself was so floating the last several days. I was so engaging into a collective energy, in other words, that I've been so zoning out most of the time out of my body, which actually happening when I allow myself to just go and be in open and then just go everywhere, and so absent to dedicate my here now in this present moment in my physical body in local creation. And one of these flow that I've been with, and so appreciate to be able to taking the time together and connect this moment consciously by simply allowing this breath to cleansing and helping refining the alignment to each part of me, together with you, with what we are thinking, what we are feeling, what we are noticing, what our body is responding, non-responding here now, and clear that no longer serving, and knowing that to, oh, here, these are belonging to the past, just like rubbish, you know, it's like picking up the pieces, and these are the recycles bag, these are the dumping rubbish, is the burnable, or returning to the nature, you know, just organizing and become aware and cleaning up the sense of self, so that all this element can be released with appreciation for serving the purpose, and then no longer so returning back to the universe. Doing this for the non-physical part of our element, what we are thinking, feeling, all these emotions and ideas and telepathic connections and everything. So, are you ready? Allow my voice guide your attention. Energy moves where attention is given. Where is What is the energy navigator? Your attention is your consciousness. So let us use this conscious dedication, attention to navigate your energy in the most effective way to support your refining alignment, oneness, to connect here now in this physical body, in part of this co-creating field energy of oneness by breathing in the fresh air from the nose and let it out slowly from the mouth with the eyes open, so that our observer self can observe what our eyes, physical eyes, are capturing, you know, and just to notice what is being captured by our physical eyes. No need to engage in it, or no need to get interested about it. Just observe as the crowd passing by above sky. So we do this 3 times as usual, and then just observe what you are thinking, and that thought is coming from the past about the yesterday or this morning, or is already about tomorrow or the weekend or the next month or. Just notice, and in your emotion, is that emotion is from the past or from now on? Just observe. And your physical body, which part of your body is getting your attention? Mine is the knee. My right knee is getting a weird attention for the last couple of days. So, you know, how about yours? Just observe there in this consciously intaking the oxygen from nose and circulating entire body. Keep it in your stomach as if we have a balloon inside of the stomach. And then push out a little bit, and then let that out slowly from the mouth, with no longer serving everything, the people, event, way of being, repeated pattern of energy that is bothering you to create your new reality. So let's do that. Let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose, go, 2, 3, hold it, keep it. One more time, counting 3, 1 from the nose, go, 2, 3, hold it, keep it. The last one, we're going to use the voice to let that everything out with the sound of ah, so that ears can become aware this energy releasing from your being, so that consciously letting that out with the invisible, non-physical energy, but it's part of us, back into the universe, so that universe can take care of this energy return system to cleansing and helping us to receiving the fresh new energy more in our alignment. Ready? Okay, let's go. Thank you for joining conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is Junior Universe. Whew, I feel very aligned, energy circulating. My body is becoming warmer, so let me take my jacket off. So one of these signs that my body is telling is it's warming up, means like circulating, which is a good purposefully created energy. How about you? I just become aware of the before and after, and this is the quickest alignment. In other words, mindfulness that align to 0 point, past, present, future, all happening here now at this present 0 point. So then we can choose to align for the future or align to the past 0 point. Here is a wonderful state to begin always. So I would like to set the timer for this day's focus I'd like to give. The little short time here that peace and hope to embody, meditate, embrace. Peace and hope to embody, meditate, embrace. To meditate, it doesn't need to go to a mountaintop temple and sit in all day for days and days to follow the monk's discipline. That's one of the way to meditate. However, the meditating, just consciously breathing, intaking the new air, just like we did, is the practical way of doing meditation. It doesn't need to be significant, but just to allowing that inner connection, oneness to each part of us, and noticing that we are connected, and to peace and hope, always starting from your intention, your energy that you can create. So the peace of peace within you to embrace, embody in the meditative state anytime, anywhere that you can choose to embody. Size doesn't matter. And to hope for the better. Any kind of better. Everything in this universe is changing. Never be the same. The change is the trend and natural way of living. Part of this creative being. The hope for the better changing as the nature of this universe is starting all within us. Yours, you, within you, together we can brighter up the light and expand, extend that peace and hope as one. This is June Universe. I'd like to carry to this topic and the blind reading at the next segment. Come join by clicking the link from the description. I see you there. Until then, all my love. Welcome back. So the peace and hope to embody, meditate, embrace. This is a great reminder that when we feel the peace is the whole perfect alignment of oneness within us and under our consciousness, under our influence, that is own energy, and to vibrate in that defined energy frequency as peaceful frequency resonating state with the hope to make it refined, better, harmonious in this changing every each moment as we live on this life on earth. That is attract like attract alike as a magnet in this universe that is expand and extend and to amplify the peace, to share hope, to join and extend, expand, to co-create with the mutual pulls of the resonance frequency as one, and that enhance the magnitude and to extend, expand, amplified as a group, or the energy expand the unity to amplify as a human being in resonance. Even that is not perfectly the same, but in the perfect alignment in the imperfection of human being, and that to some noise can be the harmonious accent to get the life interested in, to refine the next stage of the harmony, more feeding for feel because of that sound that it is out of unknown until that point, that expand the newness for more new structure, way of creating harmony as one, as evolving, as an a corrective, as respecting one another for the newness and diversity, as a unique being. Dedicating, expressing, how important to affirming uniqueness of your individuality and express and expand in the collective energy in the safe way, in respectful, harmonious oneness as one. This is Jun Universe. It's all start from within and extend, expand as being part of one. We need one another. We need the basic needs of human being, love, joy, water, food, and imagination is available to create for better aim. Let's enjoy the gift of life and share for make it better in the changing experience in our life, being part of natural wonderfulness, the miracle of the universe. So I would like to give the 3-minute intuitive reading today's pick is also from the life path. And I would like you to embody that feeling you like to really embody peace and hope. That would be great. Choose one word. It's the powerful, practical way to use being part of this energy of oneness. So I am choosing energize. I would like to energize. Being my own body, because I've been out for pretty long enough for the previous days. So I'm excited. Exciting. That's what I like to choose as a feeding word. How about you? And then embody that word feeling when I'm delivering that insight to this energy reading requesters. And then I'd like you to send a good thought to this energy requester as if they are experiencing in the perfect way of that particular life's matter. And when you embody your chosen feeling and then send a good thought to the requester in this field of oneness, then energy return system is coming back to you to help you embody the chosen emotion, feeling. That's the power and magic and deliciousness about the energy return system in the field of oneness. And we need one another to be part of this oneness. So thank you for co-creating together. We can help one another. So the first one that I like to give here today is the wire. Wire. Here is your 3-minute wire. Okay, I have a sense that this wire situation is previously experiencing unexpected flow. It is not good or bad, it's just unexpected, unusual, but could be happening regardless of your intention. It's more of the world around you kind of changes. And this is a testing process that you may want to take that changes into your effective creation about this wire. Nothing is default and decided until you decide. Why? Because this is your creation under your decision, no one else's. And what's around you is part of the co-creating synchronicity of the universe. So you have a power to choose that for your better creation, consciously, unconsciously. And I feel that you are very good intuitive or using your intuition for the everyday activity. So use your intuitive knowingness wisely for that, instead of thinking, calculating, following that plan. Sometimes it's the universe has a better idea than your originally created idea. Then let that open, and your wise choice perhaps on this wire matter is to notice and knowing and then act it out, instead of that is out of your table planned mapping. Sometimes that hidden agenda map was co-created by your subconscious, and the universe is alerting to bring that topic under your consciousness, which is only the 5%, to have you become aware of the deeper layer, the potential that you are capable for. Good luck that this is the wire category of life path. I would say that you're on the right path, so just trust in and act it out. Even that idea you came up yesterday was not aligning, and more larger scale might be on your side. Good luck. The next one is chimney. Chimney. I feel this chimney situation is really grounding, means like reliable, that you spend a lot of effort dedicated to build this reliable, trustworthy foundation is ready. I have a sense that this is a great amount of business or money or financial matter related from this foundation you built it. And in the sense of self willingness and self-esteem is nicely aligned also. And the spirituality and open to the divine knowingness is there. And what I would like to see is that this is a great time to clean up that what you've been creating for receiving stage, that you obviously came to the receiving state, and this full moon upcoming, it would be a perfect to let that all go without considering that your effort created is going to remain in anyway, no matter what you're releasing from here. So just cleaning up doesn't mean that you're going to lose what you already devoted. Cleaning allow you to become clearly receiving that more crispy resonance to the core of your key element. I got the three key element, literally the business opportunity or financial money related is on the way that couple months when you clean up the state. Right now is hanging. So when you clean it up, these opportunity will come connect in a way more clearly so that you feel good about naturally, authentically, like being guided in the divine path. I have a sense that your heart is open and authenticity is here. The communication that is deserving more attention to open up, choosing the word and play with that with the playfulness. This is no need to get stressed out, but just observe and expressing. That would be a great to give your focus to enjoyably expressing what you already have for this goal, particular matter of chimney. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. Thanks for your request. All right, the next one is the elephant. Elephant. Okay. I got the sense this elephant situation is something related to the cultural influences that you would like to carry with you and wrapped with that light, now modern way of sharing. I have a sense that I'm sure where to land in with the new idea that you had for a long enough and exploring a way to London and to creating the community and circle and experimenting so many different flavors on the beach side or internet or and this experiment is becoming a richness of creativity. And something about the singing from your heart is connecting as an integrating part of this elephant situation. I got the sense you get some idea about the life should be this way or particular way. It's like already settled as your complete idea from your childhood experience. And here is another way to enjoy also, and good to be reminded that there is other way to enjoy and look at it. At least being open for other idea is such a healing and a breakthrough that you can experience from there. I got the sense that these out-of-the-box kind of a way of realizations or openness would help you come up with more refined way of your idea and factual action and giving birth to the earthy reality. I get sometimes around summertime this year would be a new flow. Until then, no need to get frustrated, but just observe and allow your creativity and openness to come and co-create with the universe to see how this idea will transform by allowing, by being open for more connected to your core essence. Good luck. This is elephant category of life path. Okay, that last one is heal. Heal. Okay. I'm having the sense that something about the community that you really feel as home related to this heal mata, and in the sense of missing, like you wish to go back there. But I think that's sort of like a reunion to a high school friends, and that's there, and life moves on and never going back. Actually, it's always forwarding. Even to go back is to connect in as a memory, unless you move forwarding with that idea. So that's particular heal situation, that it's being kind of dark downtime this for after summer last year 2020, and you're kind of feeling losing hope, that doubt about the prosperity dedicated this heal situation. And it feels like no way rather than going back. But instead of complaining, it's suggesting yourself that what can be transformed based on that experience, the good part of that community or the memories, and what can be a good essence to create the better excitement on this transformed use, your stage of creation of your life. There's no limit unless you give yourself limit. And possibility is always here when you take action or not non-action for allowing that alignment to the heart of joy and exciting fully without much thinking to connect. I get the sense this heal situation is something to do with Hawaii is ideal when you are open to, and pay attention that outdoor and green grass and the heart of the mata and the beauty of feminine is blessing when you allow that part come together as the heal. And choose what you can do to become that you experiencing that reality as your new reality. Good luck. Something about the May, pay attention to that. This is heal category of life path. You can also request your personal life's curious matter as a blind psychic reading by me sending a private message over Facebook, Twitter at June Universe. June Universe, one word. Give me a one symbol, as meaning a sign for your life's particular curious matter, and let me know the category. What is it all about? Is that a love life or family or work, career? Then that will help me to read the energy around that symbol you chose for that topic and deliver that insight as an useful information according to that category of your life. So that will help you to become more aware of your situation and helpful to choose for the better ink if it's resonating. If it's not resonating, please do not take it, because I respect that you are the most knowledgeable person about your life. So if it's not resonating, that's the sign that help you get closer to what you're looking for. And at the same time, you are giving us an opportunity to get together and facilitate this field of oneness. And thank you for that opportunity to connect us and send us energy for our own intentional creation for healing. And yeah, so this is a community service, and then I provide the private session for limited clients normally for charging it, but here is the free service. So take advantage to get the insight for your conscious creation. So how's your feeling about this gathering? Do you remember the word you chose for this feeling? I chose mine as an excited. I think exciting, energized. So as to closing today's gathering, let us take a long conscious breath together to closing this day's gathering as one. So open our eyes and consciously noticing where you are thinking, feeling, being here in your physical body, in local, and connecting the field energy of oneness. We are all connected, whether we like it or not. And let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1, now go. Thank you. This is June Universe. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.